Nolte, two pollsters show Donald Trump leading or tied in crucial swing states. By John Nolte on August 31, 2024. Two pollsters, Insider Advantage and Trafalgar, dropped a number of swing state polls Saturday, and the news is almost all good for former President Donald Trump. Trafalgar. Pennsylvania, Trump 47%/Harris 45%, Trump plus 2. Michigan, Trump 47%/Harris 47%, tied. Wisconsin, Trump 47%/Harris 46%, Trump plus 1. In all three polls, Trafalgar surveyed 1,080+ likely voters between August 28 and 30 with a margin of error of 2.8%. Insider Advantage. Arizona, Trump 49%/Harris 48%, Trump plus 1. Nevada, Trump 48%/Harris 47%, Trump plus 1. North Carolina, Trump 49%/Harris 48%, Trump plus 1. Georgia, Trump 48%/Harris 48%, tie. In all four polls, Insider Advantage surveyed 800 likely voters between August 29 and 31 with a 3.5-point margin of error. We have another poll out of Georgia that shows Trump leading by 2 points, 44-42%. In the previous poll, it was tied. This poll was taken on August 28 of 699 likely voters. What is significant about these polls is that all were taken after Kamala's substance-free convention. After 6 weeks of billions and billions of dollars in free corporate media propaganda, and at least one day after Kamala's disastrous CNN interview Thursday night. If you look at the Real Clear Politics average poll of these state polls, in every case Trump is polling better than the average. It might be by only a point or two, but the consistency in Trump's stubborn lead from two separate pollsters when Kamala should be enjoying a post-convention bounce is worth pointing out. You also have to wonder what will happen when Kamala's disastrous CNN interview has time to filter through the polling. Barring something unforeseen, Kakali McNever borders are peaked after the convention, one that saw no real bounce. All the sugar highs of announcements and conventions are over. The real campaign begins on Tuesday, so what's Kamala going to do? Continue to hide from the media or try again, and risk another catastrophe? She wilts under pressure. And the debate is the following week. What if this McDonald's thing erupts in her face? Currently, in the state and national polls, Trump is polling better than he ever did in 2016, when he won, and in 2020, where we are told he only lost by about 45,000 votes in three states. Come Tuesday morning, I'd rather be Trump than Harris. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.